all sessions are free. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-SEE-JOYCE or visit us online at joycemeyer.org.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
Hi, this is Dennis of the Home Times, a good little newspaper for God and country. I want to send you a copy. To receive Home Times, I'm available at 888-439-3509. I believe we have a powerful weapon for righteousness at our disposal, prayer. Let's put God in control. To receive Home Times, I'm available at 888-439-3509. 888-439-3509.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in our series entitled The Faith Crisis.
Our faith operates by our love. Now understand this, as long as we are walking with our feet on the ground, stumbling blocks are not going to cease. All right? Just know that there'll, whether it be the devil himself or just life in general, there are going to be stumbling blocks that try to cause you to stumble to get away from this agape love. You know, Paul wrote this. He said, he talked about the fruit of the Spirit, and he said something very interesting. He said, and against such there is no law. Nobody can judge you when you walk. And it's, God doesn't tell you how much or how little. It's up to you. There's no law. There's no law against it. There are no principles, no spiritual laws against walking in the agape love. Now, I'm going way one way with this tonight because I really believe that it has to do with us having faith and patience. But we have to have the faith that operates by love. And again, I'm not talking warm and fuzzy necessarily. I'm talking about the agape love. The love where we guard our hearts, where we are shielded, where we, you know, will forgive, where we will let go, where we won't hold on to certain things that would contaminate or, you know, poison us. But in our mind, we don't think outside of what the Spirit wants us to be thinking. We don't prejudge. Amen? If you notice something, there'll always be stumbling stones, but, you know, no one stumbles over a boulder, right? You know, you don't stumble over, but you stumble over little stuff. You know, little rocks. You know, you walking and all of a sudden you step on some rocks you didn't see, and it'll cause you to stumble. So it's the little things. It's often the little things, not the boulders. Now, in order to preserve the quality of love in our heart, we have to forgive those. Any of those who have caused us to stumble. And if you like me, there's a lot of folk in the course of your relationships that could potentially cause you to stumble, including yourself. Right? I've learned just about every time I pray, I ask God to forgive me of any trespass, any debt that I might owe to someone, not necessarily money, but a debt, a forgiveness, an apology. And Lord, at the same time, I forgive those that trespass against me. In this prayer, I'm letting them go. And then, Lord, cleanse me through the blood. Wash me so that when I come out of this prayer closet, I'm clean. My mind is clear. My faith can operate unhindered without any impediments, without anything there. Hello? See, so it's one thing to be mindful of something, another thing to hold it in your heart. You know, some things you don't forget, but you forgive. You know, people say forgive and forget. Some stuff you ain't going to forget. How you going to forget that? But, you know, you forgive. You let it go. It's not in the forefront of your mind all the time. But when you do think about it, you're not holding a grudge. You're not angry about it. You're not resentful. So, you don't just blot it out your mind. I'm just building on this briefly here too, because our faith operates, is channeled through, it works by, it's employed. Otherwise, we're operating in some other kind of faith. There's a faith you exercise in sitting in that chair that you're in. Because if you didn't think that chair was going to hold you, if you didn't believe that chair would hold you, you'd have said, no, not this one. I'm going to get me another one here. This one's okay. If that would look like it wouldn't hold you, right? So we're always operating to some degree, just, you know, taking things sometimes for granted, that, but it's always operating. But now we're talking about taking it to a high level of manifesting a kingdom now, operating in faith that has to operate through love. Your love has to manifest in kind words. There ought to be sometimes you speak kindly. You can't be speaking harshly. I'm not talking about here tough love. You know, at times you got to have tough love. I'm not talking about that tonight. I'm talking about kindness. I'm talking about guarding yourself. See, these are safeguards to your faith operating. And we got to have faith operating. You never know when your faith is going to be called upon. Hello, you don't know when you're going to walk up on something and you're going to need to have faith. Hello, you're going to need it there. You can't be scared. And no, you got to have the substance and the evidence right then and there. I oftentimes tell the testimony of a story where I've told it here a few times, but I'll tell it one more time. Coming back to the church from home, my son, this was when TJ was small, he wanted to go home for something. And I don't know, we were here at the church doing something, and I said, all right, I'm going to take you home. You know, I was kind of like, all right, come on, let's go. We're going to race home and come back. We were coming back, and we pulled up to US-1, and while we were sitting there waiting to get on US-1 going south, we saw an accident about to happen. I mean, we sat there. If we could have done anything to stop it, we'd have stopped it, but we saw it coming. This elderly lady was pulling. This was before they changed it into the, like, four lanes. It was like just two. It was a smaller street. She was turning. She wasn't even looking the other way. And this other lady hit her. Boom! I mean, she was doing about 45, 50 miles an hour. Hit her, knocked her car, spun it around, and knocked it over into the, in between the two lanes there. And I mean, it was like, and you could hear the lady that hit her screaming. She was just hysterical. And I didn't even think about it. We pulled the car over, and I told Chita, just stay right here. And I ran across the street, and I ran to that car just to see it. And it was an elderly lady, and her head was laying on the headrest of her seat like that. And it was interesting. I took note of this afterwards because her door was locked. You know, when doors are locked, doors are locked. But the passenger side door was open. Isn't that strange? Except God had to do that. I didn't even think about it. Just faith started working. Amen. You understand? I mean, it was just, and I knew it was. I went over and opened up that passenger door, and she was bleeding out of her mouth. And I just laid hands on top of her. I said, I rebuke death in the name of Jesus. And she opened her eyes. Amen. Yeah, she did. She opened it. You know, it's like, okay. I said, you know what? You're going to be fine. And then I just kind of closed a little bit. The paramedics hadn't even got there yet. There's a police officer. I don't know who it is. He's on the Fort Pierce Police Department. He saw it happen. He saw what I did. And see, I wanted to get out of there because, you know, anything missing out the car, you know. I got on up out of there, but we waited and saw them take her out. And she was conscious. I really believe that she's about to go. But God had us there. Are you hearing? I know he had us there. And you know what? Faith was operating. Normally I'll avoid situations like that. You know, you pray from a distance. All kind of stuff go on today. But it just like, boom, something else took over. I told you, just stay right here. Boom, it didn't take but a few minutes. Laid hands on her, she came to, and I believe she's well today. I believe she's still alive. But you know, we must be walking in love. When you're not walking in love, I ain't going to get involved. Child, not me. We just drove on down the street. But it was something else operating. It really was. It was love. And you know, I thought, wow, we saw it. What if that was my mother or somebody you knew? It's somebody's mom. It's somebody's relative. She got family somewhere. Somebody cares. Somebody would be deeply hurt if she died. When we walk in love, let me tell you something. The Holy Spirit will move you like that. But you never know when it's needful, whether it be for a loved one of your own or someone you may not know that you can save or change a life, change the course of a destiny, bind the devil, rebuke death. I believe death had came for that lady. But I believe that an angel had opened up that other door. Doors just don't do like that. You know, when you have cars like that, one door don't be open and others locked. We've taught in leadership about the spirit of suspicion. True love, if we're going to keep our faith operating, you cannot allow negative opinions to form concerning people. They might be negative people. They may, you know, be well deserving of that reputation. But you can't allow negative opinions. And I say you can know some stuff, but it not be in your heart. Don't let another person's weakness be your downfall. When you know they can't handle money, you always giving them the hold on to your money. Go put this in the bank for me. Wonder why your account in the negative. I just had them deposit some money. You can't form negative opinions. We're not stupid, nor are we naive. No, we're not. We're not dumb. We're not ignorant. But I cannot afford my heart to become negative in opinion. That's not the heart of God. God knows, but he ain't negative. And so if our faith is truly going to operate in its fullest potential, we cannot allow opinions and things to form negative opinions, you know, in our heart. We can't allow it. Why is that? Not just because it will stop our faith from flowing, but anytime you allow negativity or a form of hatred or bitterness to take root in your heart, it will cool you off toward God. Remember, cold love, the love of many because iniquity abounds, has waxed cold. You might not like something somebody's done, but you don't have the option to stop loving them. Amen. This is our call. This is who we are. Jesus asked a question. He said, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? Will he really find the faith of God, or will it be some substitute? We hoping and praying, but ain't nothing happening. Ain't no real manifestation. Everything God confirms, he backs it up with something supernatural. When the apostles begin to minister, it was the signs and the wonders that affirmed them. God backed them up. When he sent Moses, Moses said, I can't go. He said, Moses, I'm going to confirm things. And he did with signs and wonders. Jesus himself, he said, if you don't believe me, believe for the miracle's sake. Amen. Believe for the work's sake. Amen. So see, God desires to back us up with supernatural phenomena. Amen. Stuff that cannot be denied. Stuff that people cannot gainsay nor resist. They can only say, how did that happen? They can blame it on witchcraft or whatever they want to, but they'll know that something happened that you could not do yourself. Amen. And it's God putting his signature on it because true faith is operating. But Jesus said, when he comes, will he find faith on the earth?
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS. Or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.